The one thing Stella couldn't do was save the sea cow itself. Already hunted to the brink of extinction, it would be gone altogether within 27 years of Stella's discovery of it. Many other animals, however, couldn't be included, because too little is known about them. The Darling Downs hopping mouse, Chatham Island's swan, Ascension Island flightless crake, at least 5 types of large turtle, and many others are forever lost to us except as names. A great deal of extinction, Flannery and Shuten discovered, hasn't been cruel or wanton, but just kind of majestically foolish. In 1894, when a lighthouse was built on a lonely rock called Stephen's Island, in the tempestuous strait between the North and South Islands of New Zealand, the lighthouse keeper's cat kept bringing him strange little birds that it had caught. The keeper dutifully sent some specimens to the museum in Wellington. There a curator grew very excited because the bird was a relic species of flightless wrens, the only example of a flightless perching bird ever found anywhere. He set off at once for the island, but by the time he got there, the cat had killed them all. 12 stuffed museum species of the Stephen's Island flightless wren are all that now exist. At least we have those. All too often, it turns out, we are not much better at looking after species after they have gone than we were before they went. Take the case of the lovely Carolina parakeet, emerald green, with a golden head. It was arguably the most striking and beautiful bird ever to live in North America. Parrots don't usually venture so far north, as you may have noticed. And at its peak, it existed in vast numbers, exceeded only by the passenger pigeon. But the Carolina parakeet was also considered a pest by farmers, and easily hunted because it flocked tightly and had a peculiar habit of flying up at the sound of gunfire, as you would expect, but then returning almost at once to check on fallen comrades. In his classic American Ornithology, written in the early 19th century, Charles Wilson Peale describes an occasion in which he repeatedly empties a shotgun into a tree in which they roost. At each successive discharge, though showers of them fell, yet the affection of the survivors seemed rather to increase, for after a few circuits around the place, they again alighted near me, looking down on their slaughtered companions with such manifest symptoms of sympathy and concern as entirely disarmed me. By the second decade of the 20th century, the birds had been so relentlessly hunted that only a few remained alive in captivity. The last one, named Inca, died in the Cincinnati Zoo in 1918, not quite 4 years after the last passenger pigeon died in the same zoo, and was reverently stuffed. And where would you go to see poor Inca now? Nobody knows. The zoo lost it.